From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The powerful chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has confirmed to NPR that he is being admonished for allegedly breaking House Ethics Committee rules. NPR's David Wellness says New York Democrat Charles Rangel denies he committed any violations in connection with a congressional trip he took.
After conferring with the chairwoman of the Ethics Committee, Ways and Means Chairman Rangel declared he had not been found in violation of House ethics rules. Rangel said the focus of the panel's probe was a trip he took to the Caribbean with other members of the Black Congressional Caucus, which was paid for in part by private funds, but he insisted he'd done nothing wrong.
Because it was clear that we had been authorized by the Ethics Committee, but they're preparing a report saying that my staff, at least two members, did know, and I should have known, and I'm being admonished for that.
Rangel said he was surprised at being admonished. It's not clear whether the ethics report will imperil his chairmanship of the Tax Writing Committee. David Wellness, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama's six-hour health care summit with Republicans and Democrats ended today without a bipartisan agreement. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
There were several heated exchanges, including one between the president and his former rival, John McCain, who complained about the way the Democrats had written their health care bill.
Both of us during the campaign promised change in Washington. In fact, eight times you said that negotiations on health care reform would be conducted with the C-SPAN cameras. I'm glad more than a year later that they are here. Unfortunately, this product was not produced in that fashion. It was produced behind closed doors.
The president shot back.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
And that was just one example of how wide a gulf there is on health care. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Legislation to extend key provisions of the USA Patriot Act is being sent to the president for his signature. The Obama administration says the provisions, set to expire on Sunday, are needed to track down suspected terrorists. Some opponents are concerned that the bill lacks protections against government abuses. The Patriot Act was approved shortly after 9/11. Critics say the Bush administration's alleged misuse of the law encroached upon individual civil liberties. Police in Afghanistan's capital Kabul say a bomb exploded near a hotel in the city center, killing the attacker. It is unclear whether there were any other casualties. The hotel is located in a shopping area and near government offices. Afghan authorities say it was the first attack in Kabul since a group of suicide bombers killed 12 people last month. This is NPR News. Attorney General Eric Holder and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are urging lawmakers to stop trying to block terror trials in civilian courts. In a joint letter to House leaders, Holder and Gates say the effort could set a dangerous precedent. The letter was sent in response to bipartisan legislation to block any prosecution of 9/11 suspects in a U.S. federal court. The administration plans to prosecute almost three dozen Guantanamo Bay prisoners, but has not said where or when. As the Winter Games in Vancouver, the surprise U.S. Nordic combined ski team has won another two gold medals and silver for Bill DeMung and Johnny Spillane. From Vancouver, NPR's Diana Dugas has the story.
Johnny Spillane came off the ski jump portion of the competition in second place. He started his 10-kilometer cross-country race just a third of a second behind the leader from Austria. Bill DeMung started sixth. Everyone had more than 6 miles of skiing ahead of them. The two Americans and the Austrian switched off leading throughout the long race, with the rest of the pack of skiers almost a minute behind them. DeMung sprinted up the last hill and across the line for gold. Today's race was a grand finale to the U.S. Nordic combined team's historic year. They've never before won a medal in this competition, and this year took a silver in the normal hill, a silver in the team relay, and now gold and silver in the large hill. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
Weak reports on unemployment and manufacturing concerned investors, but some losses were reversed by the end of trading. The Dow lost 53 points. The Nasdaq fell a single point. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.